जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरीवर धारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरीवर धारी। जसोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जसोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरवन चारी जमुना तीरवन चारी जमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरीवर धारी। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जयो राधेश्याम 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 जयो राधेश्याम निताई गौर हरि वो हरि वो हरि बोल हरि बोल जय ओं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य स्तोत्र सत श्री श्रीमत् अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद महाराज की। इसकन संस्थापकाचार्य भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद महाराज की। नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट जय ओं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य स्तोत्र सत श्री श्रीमत् इस डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव भक्त वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। रूप सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्री जीव गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ सड़ गोस्वामी प्रभुगण की। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की। श्री 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 राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्री राधा कुंड श्याम कुंड श्री गिरिराज गोवर्धन जी महाराज की। जय श्री 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 ब्रज वृंदावन धाम की। श्री नवदीप मायापुर धाम की। श्री क्षेत्र श्री पुरुषोत्तम धाम की। श्री जगन्नाथ देव भगवान की। श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा सुदर्शन की। श्री द्वारिका धाम की। श्री बद्रिका धाम की। श्री अयोध्या धाम की। गंगा देवी जमुना देवी की। वृंदा देवी तुलसी महारानी की। जुग धर्म श्री हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की। ग्रंथरा श्रीमद भागवत महापुराण की। निताई गौर हरि प्रेमानंदे हरि 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 हरि। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरये कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो वी आर गोइंग टू रीड फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराणम टुडे 10-10 चैप्टर 33 टेक्स्ट 36। अनुग्रहाय भक्तानां मानुषं देहमाश्रितः भजते तादृशी क्रीडा या श्रुत्वा तत्परो भवेत्। अनुग्रहाय भक्तानां मानुषं देहमास्थितः भजते तादृशी क्रीडा या श्रुत्वा तत्परो भवेत्। अनुग्रहाय भक्तानां मानुषं देहमास्थितः भजते तादृशी क्रीडा या श्रुत्वा तत्परो भवे। वर्ड मीनिंग अनुग्रहाय टू शो मर्सी भक्तानां टू हिज डिवोटीज मानुषम ह्यूमन लाइक देहम ए बॉडी आस्थितः अस्यूमिंग भजते ही एक्सेप्ट्स तादृशी सच क्रीडाः past times yaha about which srutva hearing tatparah dedicated to him bhavet one becomes. Translation and purport by the followers of His Divine Grace. Translation: when the Lord assumes a human-like body to show mercy to His devotees, He engages in such pastimes as will attract those who hear about them to become dedicated to Him. Purport: Srila Jiva Goswami explains in this connection that when Lord Krishna descends to this world in His original 200 form, out of kindness He manifests that form in a way His devotees conditioned in human society can perceive and understand. Thus, here it is stated, Manusam Dehamasthitaha. He assumes a human-like body. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur glorifies the Lord's conjugal pastimes, stating that these romantic affairs have an inconceivable spiritual potency to attract the people, to attract the polluted heart of conditioned souls. It is an undeniable fact that any pure or simple-hearted person who hears narrations of the loving affairs of Krishna will be attracted to the lotus feet of the Lord and gradually become His devotee. Om Ajnanam Timirandhasya Jnanam Janashalakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामहं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। வந்தே அஹம் ஸ்ரீகுரோ ஸ்ரீயுத பதகமலம் ஸ்ரீகுருன் வைஷ்ணவான்ஸ ஸ்ரீரூபம் சக்ரஜாதம் சஹகணம் ரகுநாதம் நிதம் தம் சஜீவம் சாத்வைதம் சாவதூதம் பரிஜனசஹிதம் கிருஷ்ணச்சைதன்யதேவம் ஸ்ரீ ஸ்ரீராதா கிருஷ்ணபாதான் சஹகணலலிதா ஸ்ரீ விசாகாந்தம் ச ஹே கிருஷ்ண கருணா சிந்தோ தீனபந்தோ ஜகத்பதே கோபேஷ கோபிகா காந்த ஸ்ரீராதா காந்த நமஸ்துதே தத்த காஞ்சன கௌராங்கி ஸ்ரீராதே விருந்தாவனேஸ்வரி ரிஷபானுசுதே தேவி பிரணமாமி ஹரிப்ரிய ஜெய ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ண சைதன்ய பிரபு நித்யானந்த ஸ்ரீ அத்வைத கதாதர சிவாசாதி கௌரபக்த விருந்த ஹரே கிருஷ்ண 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 ஹரே 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 ராம் ஹரே ராம் 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 ஹரே 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 கிருஷ்ண. சோ திஸ் வர்ஸ் இஸ் ஸ்போக்கன் பாய் ஸ்ரீ சுகதேவ் கோஸ்வாமி டு ஆன்சர் தி டவுட்ஸ் ஆஃப் மஹாராஜ் பரீக்ஷித். Because now the greatest enchanting event in Krishna's pastime, the Rasa pastime, Rasa Lila, is almost finished. After hearing this, Parikshit Maharaj asked Sukadeva Goswami that why Sri Krishna is Jagadishwara, Dharma Setu, maintainer of the religion, and his Aptakama, Atmarama, then why did this Paradana Vimarsanatha? This is not good, this is abominable activities. Why did that? So the answers already given, Sukadeva Goswami have given, that this is not Paradara, this is Swadara. For Krishna, no living entities are para, because he is inside everybody and outside also. So, but then why he is coming doing these things? He can do his home, his house somewhere. He is up the calm. No need of him to any other's help to be pleased. He is always happy by himself. Then why he is doing these things publicly? If he is doing, then he should do in his house. Why he is doing publicly? And midnight, and this, that. So now Sukadeva Goswami is saying, all these things Krishna is performing only because his Swarupa is full of mercy. To bestow his mercy upon the devotees, some text it is said Bhutanam, some text it is mentioned Bhaktanam. Either it is Bhaktanam or Bhutanam. Each and every souls are the object of the mercy of Krishna. So Krishna, to show his special mercy to special to his devotees, he is performing these pastimes. Anugrahaya bhaktanam. Why he is performing this? What kind of mercy is there? Now just by hearing this, just by narrating this, just by reading this, any devotee can be attracted to Krishna and become his follower, become his devotee. That's why. And this is the supreme achievement of a soul. The soul's last goal, a human-like form, what is the parama siddhi, is to attend to the loving affairs of Krishna. So that he can attend by hearing this, the supermost enchanting pastimes. Among all the pastimes of Krishna, Krishna performed anything only because he has, in Gita he told himself, Namang karmani lipyanti na cha karma phale spruha. I have nothing to do anything. I don't have to do anything because I don't have any desire. I am fulfilled and no karma phala is required. So then why you are doing? It's, I am not doing, I am busy always. I have nothing to do, but I am busy. In which work you are busy? Na bhakta vancha purna vinu nahi ana kaj. I have only one duty to do, that is to fulfill the desire of my devotees. That is the project I have only. And I have unlimited devotees, and I am unlimitedly busy to fulfill their desires. So bhakta vancha purna. So bhakta vancha purna
So why manusha dehma asritam? Because among all the 84 lakhs of species, only human beings can able to hear the pastimes of Lord. All other species, they can't attend class. They don't have Bhagavatam class. No. Bhagavatam class is only for human like form. Manusam. And Krishna, he used to descend only in Manushya Loka, in Martya Loka. His avatars are always in Manushya Loka. So that's why, though Krishna appeared in different species too, but that some particular region he appeared. But specially, the original form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is like human being. But we should very much understand that he is not human like us. He is not a manushya. No. He is neither a manushya, nor a pasu, nor a devata. Anything, nothing, we cannot say what he is. He himself told, I am Purushottama. Kharavham atitam akhyaro uttamaha. Khyara, these living entities, perishable living entities. Yes, I am better than them. They are not me, I am not them. Then you are like devata akhyara? Well, no. Not akhyara, what about my swansas? All Vaikuntha, like Narayana, Vishnu, Ram, Narsingha, Vamana. But no, they are my swansa with all potencies. But I am not also like them. I am excelling them. Purushottama. So he is the supreme among the supreme. So he is Purushottama. He is not human, nothing. That's why people by seeing him say he is human also. No. Human form, it's matching to him, but he is not human. Not even superhuman. No. He is what he knows only that. So, he is accepting this manushya form. This manushya rupa. Why? And coming to this martya loka, the manushya loka, accepting manushya form, that this manushya, they can see him, hear him, discuss about him. That's why. That is the reason Krishna has promised in Bhagavad Gita. What is the reason behind him to come to this material world? So dharma sansthapanarthaya, to establish religion. Paritranaya sadhunan, vinasaya cha diskritanam. Believe this. Actually, I want to establish religion. I am coming. How you are establishing religion? Religion is only one thing. And other things, well, you are killing the miscreants. Well, no, that is side effect. I am not coming for this. Then why you are coming? I am coming only to deal with my devotees. To make them happy. Paritranaya sadhunam. And vinasaya cha. That is also. If I am coming, then that thing also happens. But not I am coming for that. I am only coming for the devotees. Devotees. Kunti Maharani also gave many, many reasons and finally says, no. Only reasons that the devotees can hear about you, discuss about you, read about you, and their life will be fulfilled, success. Because of that, to give us some perfect matter to hear and read and speak, that's why Krishna is coming. Otherwise, he doesn't have any other work. He is coming only for Anugrahaya. When in Ramayana Prasang, now Ramayana just finished. When Vibhishan came for a surrender, everybody except Lord Ram, except him, everybody, even Lakshman opposed. No. How can we accept him? How can we accept him? He is 100% the nameplate is there. He is from Lanka, he is antibody. And no, we should check. Various, they hold a conference, all cabinet ministers. Everybody said, no, we should not accept. After hearing everybody's decision, Ram said, so I can say, no, you are the Lord. You can say. Now, my decision is after hearing, you are so dear and near to me, so much well-wisher of me. So after hearing all your discussions, I am deciding that I am going to accept him. And now, not doing any late. What? Then why you are having meeting? If you want to do whatever you want, then you are holding a meeting. No need of holding a meeting there. Even Sugriva, he thought that I am the king of the all Banaras. And these the Banaras, millions of Banaras, they depending upon me, they have faith upon me, they left their family, their everything, they come with me to fight. And here he sees, he is not accepting her proposal. He is going to accept a demon who is totally anti of us. And within us, so what will happen? Before war even we will going to die. Unnecessarily all these monkeys will be finished. The blame will come to me. I will be responsible. So he became very morose, unhappy. And was thinking in his mind, better I think I should resign now before war. And should take back all the monkeys. Let him do, because he is not accepting our proposal. So if he is doing his humiskali things, then why is accepting what kind of mantri, mitra, what I am? Better I should go back. Why will take the responsibility of billions of monkeys? They will be killed unnecessarily. Ram is antarjami. He understood his heart. Then Ram said, King Sugriv, I were thinking like that. You want to take all them back? You can go back. I have full sanction. You can take back them. Then Sugriva said, now don't think that you are helping me. All these Banaras, all this, they are helping me. So by your help, I will rescue Sita. Don't think like that. I want to kill Ravana because of your help. No. This is your wrong thinking. Now then, you have Mitrata and taking us, you have to fight with us. We are your soldier. Well, no, this is your wrong thing. If you think like that, then hear me perfectly. Krishna, Ram told, Anguliagra Matrena, just by the tips of my fingerprint, I can kill in a second all the demons and rakshasas during the whole universe. What to speak of only Lanka? Just by fingertips, in a moment, everything will finish. So then why you are constructing this bridge? Why these things are happening? Because of your benefit, not for me. You will be benefited. If you do my work, if you join in my project, your life will be success. You will be benefited. It's nothing to me. When I was reading this verse, I was thinking, how in the tip of the finger, how the all the demons can be finished? Now we can understand in this modern age that just by delete button in your all the program can be finished. The tips of the finger. Yes. Just to press the delete button, that's it. All software is finished. Then software gun, hardware gun, everything can be finished by that. So all software program is in Lord's hand, in his tips. Just press the delete button, finish. So he can do like that. But he is engaging all of us in his activities only for our benefit. This is his super mercy. Because his swarupa is dayalu. He is dayardra, daya samudaya sagara. So that's why always whatever he is doing, it's only for anugraha, anugrahaya bhaktanam. And in this manushya loka, he is specially coming. He never comes anywhere, only in martya loka, all his avatars. Because in martya loka, in the manushya, they are vivekavan, they can hear, see and discuss about him. So that's why coming manushya loka, anugrahaya. In somewhere it is said, just like you read that Jiva Goswami saying this is his mercy. Vishnu Chakravarti having mercy, he can do many other activities. Why did this Rasadyams playing with other people's wives? Believe that is super excel pastimes. Most enchanting. So enchanting, so captivating, so attracting pastimes. Not only devotees, those who are non-devotees, they will also be purified. In the last verse, in text number 39, it is said that this Rasalila is a Kama Vijaya Lila. If somebody want to win over the lust, it is in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna told, lust is the enemy of all of us. Is the enemy. Jai Satru Mahabahu Kama Rupam Durasada. How to conquer this formidable envy lost. Krishna is saying, just hear authoritatively. If you authoritatively hear these pastimes, this Rasa Lila, then the disease of lust in your heart will be cured. Kama Vijaya Lila. So that is special anugraha, because in no way we can deal with this lust. It is so powerful. Bhagavat Maya is so powerful in the form of lust. So this is special anugraha. If we just discuss here and read this, but it should be in proper authentic source, then the disease will be cured without taking any medicine or any other things. So that is also special mercy. One acharya says, Jasratva tatparo bhavet means, if somebody hears this nicely, then he will become Bhagavat Prana, he will become devotee of Lord. He will be attracted to the lotus feet of the Lord. And so that is there, but the real meaning is not like that. Then what? Especially Sanatana Goswami is saying, no, tatparo bhavet, who is tatparo? Krishna become tatpara. He will become active. What? Krishna will become. Now Krishna performed these super enchanting pastimes of Rasa Lila, and then he is so attracted to these pastimes that when some devotee discuss this, the Krishna personally will come. Tatpar, he will become so eager to hear these pastimes. He will become so tatpar, that means very much eager to hear these pastimes when narrated by authentic devotee. That's all tatparo bhavet. Srutva, to hear these pastimes by realized devotees, Krishna will very much eager, he will become so much tatpara to srutva, to hear these pastimes. For that he is doing that I can hear also. Krishna want to hear this, what to speak of the devotees. And not only other rasika bhaktas, Bhishma Pitamaha, he was a very staunch brahmachari. In his stuti, he is also discussing that. Narada is discussing that. All Mahabiraktama, Sukhdeva Goswami, such a Birakta Mahatma, he is discussing this. And he is chastising Parikita, what do you think? Krishna is doing that? No, it is only because of our benefit, Anugrahaya Bhaktana. So Krishna's Anugraha is always there, but special Anugraha, when he is accepting a human like form. That is, and this is said, because Maya Mugdha Jivere Nahi Swata Krishna Gyan. We are all conditioned souls. We don't have any understanding, any knowledge of Krishna. Maya Mugdha Jivere Nahi Swata Krishna Gyan. Jivere Kripaya Krishna Kaila Veda Puran. To bestow his mercy upon these conditioned souls, he started giving us this Veda, Purana, Bhakta, all these things. Why? Na Guru, Chitta Guru, Atma Rupe, Krishna, Guru, Atma Rupe, Apane Janan. He want to make us understand that I am the Super Soul, I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and if you understand, then I am coming as spiritual master to help you also. In so many ways to help us, to become, he is so merciful to help us, he is always ready, and he is doing so many things to help us, help the conditioned souls to understand that. And then what soul will understand the conditioned soul? He is coming as a spiritual master, coming as a super soul, coming as a supreme Godhead, coming as a Shastra Puran. What this conditioned soul will understand? Krishna Mora Prabhu Trata Jibera Haye Gyan. That Sri Krishna is my master, is my maintainer, is my protector. I have to serve only him. This understanding the soul will get, the conditioned soul will get. Krishna Mora Prabhu Trata Jivera Haye Gyan. So this is the special mercy, anugraha of Krishna. So anugraha, so then this manushya form, well, this is the original form of Krishna, manushya form. But in this material world, when he is manifesting this original supreme form, this is the original form of Krishna. So how it is? So now Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling to Sanatana Goswami. Krishna Rajataka Khela सर्वोत्तम नर लीला नर बपु तहार स्वरूप गोपवेश वेणुकर नव किशोर नटवर नर लीला रहय अनुरूप. लॉर्ड कृष्ण हैज मेनी मेनी पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ व्हिच हिज पास्ट टाइम्स एज ए ह्यूमन बीइंग आर द बेस्ट. हिज फॉर्म एज ए ह्यूमन बीइंग इज द सुप्रीम ट्रांसेंडेंटल फॉर्म. इन दिस फॉर्म ही इज ए कवर्ड बॉय. ही कैरीज ए फ्लूट इन हिज हैंड एंड हिज यूथ इज न्यू. ही इज ऑल्सो एन एक्सपर्ट डांसर. ऑल दिस इज जस्ट सुटेबल फॉर हिज पास्ट टाइम्स एज ए ह्यूमन बीइंग. सुपर डांसर. दैट्स वाय नृत्य रास नृत्य नटवर
जोगमयाचित शक्ति कृष्णेर मधुर रूप सुन सनातन जे रूपेर एक कण डुबाए त्रिभुवन सर्वे पाणी करे आकर्षण.
माय डियर सनातन दि स्वीट अट्रैक्टिव ट्रांसेंडेंटल फॉर्म ऑफ कृष्णा इज सो नाइस. Just try to understand it. Even a fractional understanding of Krishna's beauty can merge all three worlds in the ocean of love. He attracts all living entities within the three worlds.
Yogamayachit shakti visuddha sattva parinati tara shakti loke dekhaite ei rupa ratana भकतेर गुढ़ धन प्रकट कैला नित्य लीला हैते.
द ट्रांसेंडेंटल फॉर्म ऑफ कृष्णा इज शोन टू द वर्ल्ड बाय द लॉर्ड कृष्णा बाय लॉर्ड कृष्णस इंटरनल स्पिरिचुअल एनर्जी व्हिच इज ए ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन ऑफ प्योर गुडनेस. दिस ज्वेल लाइक फॉर्म इज द मोस्ट कॉन्फिडेंशियल ट्रेजर ऑफ द डिवोटीज. दिस फॉर्म इज मैनिफेस्टेड from Krishna's eternal pastimes.
Rupa dekhi apanara Krishna ra haila chamatkara aswadite mane uthe kama su sobhagya jara nama sundar jadi guna grama ei rupa nitya tara dhama.
The wonderful form of Krishna in his personal feature is so great that it attracts even Krishna to taste his own association. Sruttva tat paro bhavati. Krishna is eager to hear. That's why just Sruttva. I want to hear. Here it is saying, his personal feature is so great that it attracts even Krishna to taste his own association. Indeed, Krishna becomes very eager to taste it. Total beauty, knowledge, wealth, strength, fame and renunciation are the six opulences of Krishna. He is eternally situated in his opulences.
Bhushanera bhushana anga tare lalita tribhanga tahara upara bhrudhanu nartana tere che netranta bana tara drudha sandhana bindhe radha gopi gana mana.
Ornaments carries that beauty, but the transcendental body of Krishna is so beautiful that it beautifies the ornaments he wears. Therefore, Krishna's body is said to be the ornament of ornaments. Enchanting the wonderful beauty of Krishna is the three-card style of standing. Above all these beautiful features, Krishna's eyes dance and move obliquely, acting like arrows to pierce the minds of Srimati Radharani and the gopis. When the arrow succeeds in hitting its target, their minds become agitated.
Brahmando pariparavyama tahase sarupagana tasavara bale hare mana patibrata siromani jare kahe bedavani akarsaye sei lakmi gana.
The beauty of Krishna's body is so attractive that it attracts not only the demigods and other living entities within this three material world, but the personalities of the spiritual sky as well, including the Narayanas, who are expansions of Krishna personality. The minds of the Narayanas are thus attracted by the beauty of Krishna's body. In addition, the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, who are the wives of the Narayanas and are the women described in the Vedas as the most chaste, are also attracted by the wonderful beauty of Krishna. Most chaste women, they also get attracted by the beauty of Krishna.
Chadi gopi manurathe, manmathe manapatmathe, namadhare madana mohana, jini pancha saradarpa, swayang narakandarpa, navakandarpa, rasa kare laya gopi gana.
Favoring the gopis, Krishna rides on the chariots of their minds, and just to receive loving service from them, he attracts their mind like Cupid. Therefore, he is also called Madan Mohana, the attractor of Cupid. Cupid has 5 arrows representing form, taste, smell, sound, and touch. Krishna is the owner of these 5 arrows, and within his Cupid-like beauty, he conquers the mind of the gopis. Though they are very proud of their super excellent beauty, becoming a new Cupid, Krishna attracts their mind and engages in the rasa dance.
Nija mama nija sama sakha sange gopagana charana range brindavane swachhanda bihara jara venu dhani suni sthavara bhanga jangama prani pulaka kampa asru bahedhara.
When Lord Krishna wanders in the forest of Vrindavana with his friends on an equal level, there are innumerable cows gazing. This is another of the Lord's blissful enjoyments. When he plays on the flute, all living entities, including trees, plants, animals, and human beings, tremble and are saturated with jubilation. Tears flow constantly from their eyes.
Muktahara vakapanti indradhanu pinchatati pita pitambara bijuri sanchara krishna nava jaladhara jagata sanya upara varisaye lilamruta dhara.
Krishna wears a pearl necklace that appears like a chain of white ducks around his neck. The peacock feather in his hair appears like a rainbow, and his yellow garments appear like lightning in the sky. Krishna appears like a newly risen cloud, and the gopis appear like a newly grown grains in the field. Constant rains of nectarian pastimes fall upon these newly grown grains, and it seems that the gopis are receiving beams of life from Krishna exactly as grains receives life from the rains.
Madhurjya bhagavata sara braje kaila parachara taha sukha vyasira nandana sthane sthane bhagavate varni ache janaite taha suni mate bhakta gana.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is full in all 6 opulence, including his attractive beauty, which engages him in conjugal love with the gopis. Such sweetness is the quintessence of his qualities. Sukadeva Goswami, the son of Vyasadeva, has described these pastimes of Krishna throughout Srimad Bhagavatam. Hearing the descriptions, the devotees became mad with love of Godhead.
Kahite Krishnera rase, shloka padhe prema vese, preme sanatana hata dhari, gopi bhagya Krishna guna, gopi bhagya Krishna guna, jekarilya varnana, bhava vese mathura nagari.
just as the women of Mathura aesthetically described the fortune of the gopis of Vrindavan and the transcendental qualities of Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described the different mellows of Krishna and became overwhelmed with the ecstatic love. Grasping the hand of Sanatana Goswami, he recited the following verse. So we can hear that even the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is saying all these things, that this is the super enchanting transcendental form, this Krishna's nara form, when he is coming as Gopa Vesa Venukara, when he is becoming covered like boy, holding a flute in his hand, super exceeding. So then why he is taking this form? Now this is the form, this is his nitya, eternal form in his abode. Not, we should not think that, no, he accepts as a new form. No. It is in this 10th canto it is described, when the Brajavasis, after when Krishna rescued Nanda Maharaj from Varuna Loka, and after hearing this, all the Brajavasis, they say, okay, please show us your planet. If you are Supreme Person, please show us our planet, please. Krishna said, okay, come. So he took all Brajavasis to the Jamuna. He said, okay, now go into Jamuna. Take a dip there. So when he was under the water of Jamuna, then Krishna said, okay, close your eyes. Then they see the Krishna in the Paramabhyama, in Vaikuntha planet. He is the original Adhikari. He is the original master. He is the owner of everything, everybody, all the planets, spiritual planets, material planets, everybody. And how they saw, what is his form? Same form like Krishna. Same, he is in Vrindavan, same he is there. And he is the supremely Adhikari form that. So that all the Brajavasis, they saw and they convinced that this Krishna is not now. He is the Parameshwara. They understood. But that cannot stay longer. But they saw it. So that's why it is not new. This is the eternal, original form of Krishna. This is the original form. And Krishna can take, accept any form for anything. But particularly when he accepts human-like form, that is something special. And when he is taking human-like form as a Gopa Vesa, as a Gopa Kumar, that is super special. And when he is taking that Gopa Kumar form and playing pastimes in Vrindavan, that is no comparison. And when he is taking that Gopa Kumar form, and particularly in a midnight in the bank of Jamuna, and when all suitable, favorable situations, everything was there, all decorated things, and when he is dancing with these Brajadevikas, that is the super exceeding, there is no comparison even. So what kind of bliss these Brajagopikas feel, how we can understand that? Krishna, he is aptakama, he is always full with bliss. He doesn't want anything, please give me something, I have some need. No, he has no need. He is aptakama, atmarama, by himself, he is fully happy, fully. He doesn't need anybody, anything from anywhere, any place. But then why he is doing? Only anugrahaya. Only to show his anugraha, particularly to his devotees, not only devotees, to anybody. Those who are not devotee, they will become devotee. Those who are devotee, they will become releasing like anything, they will attracted more. But those who are not devotees, even they will become devotee. So Krishna, because he is the supreme father of everybody, he is the supreme father, and we are his son. So when a father is seeing the son is suffering in Tritapa, then and he is murkha, the son is foolish, that he does not understand that I am suffering because I am away from my father. Father has a lot of property and I am here begging. But father can understand that. So he is telling this police son, why you are suffering? So he is trying his best, somehow or other, to bring him back to home. He is trying his best. But we police, we don't know. We have no understanding, no knowledge. We are suffering and suffering and suffering. Not even think that please go back to our dear father. We are so foolish. But Krishna is not that foolish. So Krishna is day and night, always, always is thinking and planning and trying to rescue us, to save us, to bring us back to Godhead, to him. So that is his anugraha. And he is doing these activities only, always, because he has no other thing to do. He has no other thing to do except these only things. So he is busy in rescuing us, in helping us, the conditioned souls. That is his special anugraha, vishesh anugraha. And when he is doing this Brajalila, that is more better anugraha. And when Brajalila, when he is doing Rasalila, no comparison to it. That's why in the Rasalila, in the end, Sukadeva Goswami is saying that this lila is Kama Vijay lila. The whole material universe, everybody is suffering only due to lust. Everyone, this is the only enemy because of which we all are suffering because of that only. And here Krishna is so merciful, without giving any medicine, any injection, any hospitalized, nothing. He just came and performed some pastimes. That pastimes itself is so enchanting. He was so attractive and so beautiful. Anybody, even it is said that, what to speak of human form, manusya. Even the pasu, pakhi, in the trees and plants, and even the stones, in the water, everybody was attracted. When Krishna was playing on fruit, the Jamuna, the water of Jamuna, they became stones. They started flowing in the reverse way. They are supposed to flow from down to low, but they start flowing from that side, opposite side. And by hearing the fruit sound, the pieces, they are jalachar pani, they are supposed to stay in water. By hearing that, they forget that we are aquatic. They came out of water and warm in the forest. They forget their position. The stone, they are hard by nature. By hearing the fruit sound, they started melting. They become water, then water becomes stone. Yes, that is the power of the magical power effect of the Krishna's flute. So when Krishna did these things in Vrindavan, in Rasarajani, that nothing can be compared. Nothing. That is super enchanting pastime, super exciting pastime. Some special power is there. That's what Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is telling. That some special power is there in that particular Rasalila, that anybody, if authentically hear it, discuss it, read it, speak it, they have no other choice to become a devotee of a Krishna. That's it. So that is the supreme anugraha, anugrahaya bhaktanam. We are thinking that we are bhakta, but what is bhakti? Where is bhakti? So then, here it is, Krishna is telling, okay, now hear it, discuss it, think of it, and now become attracted. Bhakta means totally attracted in and out towards Krishna. That is called bhakta. He has no other project, no other thinking, no other plan, nothing. Only subject, object is Krishna. So that, forgetting everything, accepting Krishna as life and soul, as everything, that this special power in this particular lila. So that's a Sukadam Goswami concluding here after the Rasa dance to all of us, that don't think that Krishna is enjoying. No, he doesn't know. He is apta rama, he is apta kama. He doesn't need to do any engagement, nothing. It's only because to show his mercy upon us. He is so merciful by nature. So by his natural mercy, he is performing these super exciting pastimes, that this will benefit us and we will become his devotee. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. say something?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was touring and preaching, people just by seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became mad at love, and they went to their villages and made everybody else mad at love. So maybe if the Lord actually appeared before everybody, then everybody would be, give up their evil ways. You know, they'd give up the lust and give up all these other things. And you say he's trying to help us so many ways, but when he came as Krishna, but not everyone like saw or felt the same kind of vibration as Lord Chaitanya. So why at times in his personal appearance he attracts naturally everybody and they give up their bad habits, and other times
why is not coming now in front of us? Wonderful question. If he is so merciful, then he should always be in front of us. That is super mercy. We have no other choice to get attracted to him. I can only say that out of myself, because we are not that qualified. That's why he is not appearing in personal feature in front of us. When we will become qualified, then he will come in front of us.
Even if you are not qualified, if he comes, you become qualified.
By hearing these things, we will attract the qualification, get the qualification.
Srila Vyasadeva, you want the Srimad Bhagavatam that would be distributed to the general mass of people.
Yeah.
But Prabhupada is the one who did that, but not the only one. Like Mantakur, like Siddhanta, distributed to the general mass of people. But Prabhupada did it in a grand way, like 500 million books. Even if two people read one book or part of it, it would become 1 billion. So Prabhupada is hinted in that verse, and I talk about some instruction, but you don't have to be that the miseries of the conditioned soul can be directly mitigated by the process of devotional service. But the general mass of people do not know this. Therefore, the great city of Vyasadeva has compiled the Bhagavatam, but he can take advantage and I think achieve the virtue. Unless we heard it from Prabhupada, the Krishna book, I read Krishna book from Prabhupada. I bought it. I was on the street in Toronto or down the road, and I bought some BDG and other books. Then I went to the Toronto Temple a week later, and I bought the Krishna Trilogy. And it was by reading Krishna Trilogy I could understand Krishna was God, because it's full of six opulence in full. We don't get the definition in Christian tradition, but Prabhupada gave us that definition from the scriptures, and I was convinced this is God. And I became attracted to the Dwarka pastime. This is that it described Dwarka for the palaces, marble, jewels, gardens. It's, wow, I want to go there. So by hearing from Prabhupada's Krishna book, the desires of Vyasadeva are fulfilled.
So, Prabhupada is perfect representative of Vyasadeva. Yes.
My humble obeisance. Thank you for your kind words from Gautam for conditioned souls like us. My question is, there were lots of devotees at the time of Lord Ram. They were having great love with Ram and wanted to dance or kissing him or something like that. So I heard in one lecture it is related to these yogis to
yes.
Get...
Yes.
Since I have not read this in Srimad Bhagavatam,
it is in other Puranas. It is in this.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh. Yes, I have to speak another class then. Okay.
Thank you, Maharaj. So, if Krishna's ultimate mercy is showing his pastimes,
yes,
he said, Madhurya, especially Rajaliya, should the devotees, they make special effort to hear those, like regularly?
Yeah.
Because it seems if we just go through like read Bhagavad Gita, read Bhagavatam, we're not going to hear that much about it.
Mm.
So do these devotees make effort to hear that like regularly.
You can, but you have to become qualified to hear that regularly. So that's to achieve the qualification, you have to go from the beginning. All these 9 other cantos, then you become eligible to hear that. Then you can hear regularly.
Because in this it said even non-devotees will appreciate.
Yeah, the non-devotees, they can appreciate, then they go through the full Bhagavatam. Who is that personality who is so powerful, so enchanting? Okay? ओके ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवत महापुराण की सामवेद भक्तवृंद की।